I know that wasn't a Rosie certified solar installer that did that to. It was Luigi? Is that Luigi?
No, this is Dennis.
Dennis. Man.
Luigi had the testimonial.
Okay.
On one of our partners. So, is there a law that says your roof has to be in such XYZ condition before solar panels can be installed? And unfortunately, there's not. I don't know if for those of you that heard it a couple years ago, Rosie had mentioned it multiple times. You actually pull over to a house you knew just by looking the roof wasn't structurally good enough.
The roof surface was so old, they were literally tearing it apart as they were mounting these panels. And I ran to an appointment, and the whole time I'm in the appointment, it's just eating me up. So I stop and I knock on the door, and it's an elderly woman, and she's by herself, she's alone. And I asked, did they talk to you about the condition of your roof before they sold you this array of solar panels? And she said, no, but I think it should be okay. That roof is only about 16 years old. And I said, well, ma'am, that roof, it doesn't have more than a couple years life left to it. So the superintendent for the solar company called the police. So the police pulled up in the front yard. It was the closest I've been to going to jail in 45 years.
What happened 45 years ago? I don't know about
it. Late night in New Orleans. We don't want to go there. I'm a different man. I'm a new man.
So anyway, if they're not doing a full roof evaluation, or if you've got reason to believe you need a second opinion on your roof condition before you have solar installed, don't ask an unscrupulous solar company. You know, a good Rosie certified company is going to tell you, you know what, you need to get your roof out.
Let's
here
get
first.
The roof taken care of.
And
first.
that takes someone with integrity, because they're sitting there trying to sell their solar. Well, putting 10 grand for a new roof on may set you back a year or two before you're ready for those solar panels.
I'd like Dennis to call the solar company, put it in writing, let them know they sought out our advice, that he's coming back to them because of the advice we gave him. And I'd like to keep in touch with Dennis and see if we can't get him taken care of. I'd also like the name of that solar company, because, as you know, we keep that blacklist in the office.
We might have a new candidate.
I think we may. It may be one of the companies that's already on that blacklist. Let's get to the callers. Julia.
All right.
Sweet Julia.
Good morning.
How are you, darling?
I have some kids that want to say something to Grandma Jenny.
All right.
Oh, that's the best.
We love you, and we wish you could hang out. We could hang out with you today.
Oh, we wish it so bad.
How's your
and
day?
James heard your diss on him.
I was wondering.
And how's your morning in Minneapolis this morning, sweetheart?
Beautiful. James is picking up a couple tons of dirt for my garden, and we're going to be planting this afternoon.
Yeah, he built a nice. Did you see that on Facebook, Ronnie?
No, I haven't.
He built a nice retaining area for a garden on the slope of the yard, and Julia's going to have a nice little garden.
Very good. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
So, what do you grow in Minnesota? I mean, is there something that you can sow in snow?
You can actually plant really, really well here. Last year, my brown thumb threw some seeds in the ground and had a great garden. I didn't do a thing to it. So this year, I'm really excited about actually planting it out and doing something about it, because I think it'll be a good harvest.
All right. Well, keep us posted, and thanks for calling and wishing your mom happy Mother's Day. I know that meant a lot to her. Shall we go to Julie calling from Mesa, and we'll get to the home improvement questions. We've got Julie in Mesa, Scott in Phoenix, David in Queen Creek, Joe in Mesa. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. I am doing major construction on my house currently. I have pulled up all the carpet and padding and tack strips, and I'm going to do decorative concrete. And I have a question that I found a hole in my concrete that has a plastic tube in it, and I don't know what to do with that. Do I cover it or what?
And how old is your home?
18 years.
A hole in the concrete with a plastic tube in it.
Now, it's right below, what do you call that thing, the trap for the kitchen sink, and the trap panel is in the living room, so it's opposite side.
Well, I'm guessing, do you have an ice maker connected to your refrigerator?
No, I do not.
Yeah. I'm guessing when the house was built, that was something that would allow the RO filter underneath the kitchen sink to feed the ice maker over at the refrigerator. It would just be an option that the builder built in there. That's going to be my guess. I've got Stan Zimbrunnen here from Rosie Remodeling. Stan, is your mic on?
Yes.
Okay.
That would be my first inclination as well. Yeah.
So I'd leave it, okay, cap it and leave it. You could caulk the hole up closed, but it's in the cabinet, so it's not where you're going to be refinishing the concrete, right?
No, it's in my living room.
Whoa.
Isn't that where all ice makers are?
Well, we're going to run out of time for me to try and solve this. Julie, hang on. We're going to have to break for bottom of the hour news. Feeding an ice maker in the middle of your living room. Now she's got me stumped.
Yeah.
She's got me stumped. We may need a picture of this. Text it over to us at rosieonthehouse.com. Hey, y'all, we'll be right back.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.